I have a question that I want to start out with tonight, and it's a question that I started at our Bible study today. We began our Bible study with words from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4. And as I read those now, I want you to answer this question. From what you hear in Luke, chapter 4, complete this sentence with one or two words. The ministry of Jesus is what? Okay, based on Luke 4. And you can think in your mind what words you might have, and I'll maybe have a few of you share your answer for that. So from what you hear in Luke 4, the ministry of Jesus is what? How would you answer that? And Luke chapter 4 is basically the mission of Jesus. It's according to the Gospel of Luke. It's what he says his mission is about. And so here's what it is. He says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And the year of the Lord's favor was meant to be the year of Jubilee, where all debts were forgiven. Can you imagine if all debts were forgiven and people were totally freed from debt? That was what the hope was for the year of Jubilee. So Jesus reads this, and then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." So based on this, what words come to mind to answer that sentence? The ministry of Jesus is, what would you say? What? Proclaim release, yes. Proclaim release, freedom. Someone else said something? What other words? What? Good news? Saving people. Freeing. Yeah. So kind of hold on to these things. What's that? Led by the Holy Spirit? That could be, yes, totally. So hang on to this because it's going to tie into what we're talking about today as we talk about true and false prophets. So that's what we're talking about today, true prophets and false prophets. Who is really speaking from God? And how can you tell the difference? How do you know if you're listening to the voice of God or if you're just doing what you want to do? If you're just listening to kind of a voice in your head that tells you what you want to do, how do you know? It's not always easy to tell. Several years ago, when I was a pastor out in Pennsylvania, we were going to have some new church leaders. So we were praying about who should we invite to serve on our church council, on our leadership board. So we prayed about this, and we wanted to really listen for the Holy Spirit, like, who is God leading us to ask to serve as leaders of our church? And I was certain that God was nudging me to ask a faithful man in our congregation who was active in Bible study, active in worship. He was faithful in stewardship, like he gave generously of his resources and his time. And I just knew he was going to say yes to serving on council because I knew the Holy Spirit was telling me to ask him. So I called him up. And I said, "I really think that you are a spiritual leader in our congregation." I shared how I saw those gifts in him. I said, "Would you serve on our council?" And he said, "No." He said, "No." And I was like, "What? I was sure you were going to say yes." And that's just not how it went. Now, maybe he said no to the Holy Spirit, right? Maybe the Holy Spirit did want him to serve, and he just said no. I kind of don't think that was it. Or maybe through my asking him, like the Holy Spirit knew he was going to say no, but maybe through me asking him, maybe it kind of built some trust. Maybe he realized that I saw him as a trusted person in that congregation. You know, so maybe it helped build relationship in our church. I don't know. Or maybe I totally missed and it was me who wanted him on church council. And not, you think it's the last one, not the Holy Spirit. It could be. We don't know for sure. But I think it helps us realize that even when we're trying to listen for God, sometimes we don't get it right. Sometimes we misunderstand what God wants us to do. And we see that for the people back in Jeremiah's time. They are people who haven't been following God, and they keep listening to false prophets instead of listening to Jeremiah, God's true prophet. So Jeremiah was a prophet for like 40 years. And he had to go talk to people who were no longer following God. They'd quit following God. They were actually harming their neighbors. They were hurting especially what's named as orphans, widows, and foreigners. That comes up again and again in the book of Jeremiah. So because they're not following God's ways, they're actually harming the people around them. What's that? Like genocide? Is that what you said? Yeah, they were harming people. And so God sends Jeremiah to talk to the people. And so we're going to kind of pick up in Jeremiah chapter 26. And at this point, Jeremiah is sent by God to speak to people in a place of worship. So imagine if Jeremiah showed up here for you today and was going to tell you God's word. And imagine if what Jeremiah told you was that a great power, a great nation, Babylon, is going to come in and take over your nation. How would you feel about that? Are you sure? Yes, that's exactly what they did. Are you sure? I don't know about that. Yes, exactly. So they don't like to hear that. That's not what they want to hear. And then Jeremiah says, you are not to resist them. They're a huge nation. They will overpower you. If you resist them, they will crush you. You are not to resist them. Do you think they want to hear that? But if they do resist them, they will lose everything. So if they do go up against this great power, they'll lose everything. So the people hear that, and they want to kill Jeremiah because they don't like what they hear, especially the religious people. Now, some officers come along who are a part of the government, and they actually protect Jeremiah. And they're like, you know what? What Jeremiah is saying says something a lot like another prophet, like the prophet Micah. The prophet Micah said the same thing as Jeremiah, and when people listened to Micah, they were saved. So maybe we need to listen to Jeremiah. So how do we know if a prophet is true or not? We might look back in God's history, like the history of God's people in Scripture, and see where has God said similar things before. And if we hear the same things coming up, maybe it's also from God. And so true prophets often are sharing like a minority opinion. They often shared an unpopular word from God. And there were three prophets about that time that were sharing about the same thing. One of them shared the same thing as Jeremiah, and he actually gets killed by a king that doesn't like what he's saying. So how do we know if we're following the voice of God, or if like that bad king who goes after Uriah, if like that bad king, we're just listening to voices that tell us what we want to hear? And that brings us to Jeremiah chapter 27. And here I think it gets really interesting. So here's what happens. You see, he has this yoke across his shoulders. So at the beginning of the reign of King Zedekiah, the Lord tells Jeremiah to put a yoke of wood on himself. And it's supposed to be a symbol of all of the nations needing to come under the yoke or the rule of Babylon. Okay? So it's a symbol of them needing to come under the rule of King Nebuchadnezzar. So if we jump ahead to chapter 28, here's what we read. In that same year, at the beginning of the reign of King Zedekiah of Judah, the prophet Hananiah, do you think Hananiah is going to be a true prophet or false prophet? We'll see. Is he a true prophet or false prophet? Watch. Does he tell the people to come back to God? Listen, if he tells people to come back to God. And also, does he tell the people what they want to hear? So he speaks, and here's what he says. Thus says the Lord of hosts. So he speaks for God. He says, I have broken the yoke of the king of Babylon. Within 2 years, I will bring back to this place all the vessels of the Lord's house, which King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon took away from this place and carried to Babylon. I will also bring back to this place all the exiles from Judah who went to Babylon, says the Lord, for I will bring the yoke of the king of Babylon. I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon. So Jeremiah hears this, and he says to Hananiah, great, if that's true, but I don't think it's true. Because Jeremiah says in the next chapter that they're actually going to be in exile for 70 years, not 2 years, right? And does Hananiah tell them to do anything? Does he tell them to follow God at all? No, he just tells them what they want to hear. So here's what happens. Then the prophet Hananiah took the yoke from the neck of the prophet Jeremiah and broke it. And Hananiah spoke in the presence of all the people, saying, "Thus says the Lord, this is how I will break the yoke of King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon from the neck of all the nations within 2 years." At this, the prophet Jeremiah went his way. Sometime after the prophet Hananiah had broken the yoke from the neck of the prophet Jeremiah, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. "Go tell Hananiah, thus says the Lord, you have broken wooden bars only to forge iron bars in place of them. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I have put an iron yoke on the neck of all these nations so that they may serve King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon, and they shall indeed serve him. I have even given him the wild animals." And the prophet Jeremiah said to the prophet Hananiah, "Listen, Hananiah, the Lord has not sent you, and you made this people trust a lie." Are people ever tempted to follow a lie rather than the truth? Why do we do that? Sometimes what? It's better than the truth. Yeah, we don't want to face the truth. Audrey? Yeah, sometimes it seems better, feels better at the time, and that's what we end up following. Yeah, well, chapter 28 actually ends with Hananiah dying within the year. And Hananiah tells the people basically what they want to hear. And they believe him, because that's what they want to hear. But it isn't the word from God that they need to hear. So how often do you think we listen to things that we want to hear instead of the word of God that we need to hear? We kind of have a tendency to do that as human beings. And then again, how do we know what is the word of God? Or are we just listening to what we want to hear, like the people who followed Hananiah? Sometimes we can only figure it out when we're through it and looking back. Sometimes that's the only time we know which direction God was guiding us in. But I think the bottom of this slide also gives some answers, some clues. God's prophets across the ages, they called on people to love God with their heart, soul, mind, and strength. We are called to love God with all that we have, like to devote our lives to God. And when we do that, then we're more likely to follow God's way. But when the people were following money and power and devoting themselves to that instead, they ended up harming people. They took advantage of the orphans and the widows and the foreigners. That's what comes up again and again in Jeremiah. So if we want to know, are we listening to the word of God? That word will move us not only to look out for ourselves, but God's word will move us to care for other people, especially those who are most experiencing need. A couple weeks ago, some of us got to read Jeremiah 29. It's what happens after all this when the people are away from their homeland, they're exiled, and they're told it's going to be 70 years, not two, 70 years before they get to come back. And they're told, here's how you're going to live in this new land. You are going to build and plant and marry and have families and basically do good right where you are. As this verse puts it, seek the welfare of the city where I've sent you and pray to the Lord for it. For in its welfare, you will find your welfare. We are to seek the good of the community around us, and that's the kind of people that we are to be. Yesterday, our visitation team met, and they shared a devotion from Christ in Our Home, and the devotion was called Sniffing Out the Real Christ. And it asked, how can you tell the difference between Jesus and the fakers? Like, who's really following Jesus? And the devotion pointed us to Luke 4, what I started out with, Jesus' mission statement from the Gospel of Luke, where he quotes actually from another prophet, the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord's upon me, because Jesus has been anointed to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free. Doesn't this sound a lot like the things that Jeremiah called the people to live, how Jeremiah called them to live? Like, how do we know if we're following the voice of God or if we're just doing what we want? When we're listening for and following Jesus, we are led to care for people beyond ourselves. That is the ministry and the word of God. May we experience it and live it today and every single day. Amen.